Hello, everybody, and welcome to Great North Adventures Podcast, Episode 10. Today's date is Friday, September 13, 2019, and this is the weekly review of my motorcycle trip from the Arctic Ocean to the Antarctic Ocean. Odometer reading this week, 44,173, so that's about 1,300K, bit more than average, but we did a little bit more distance than that, and I'll tell you about that in a bit further. The overview, we started in Granada, Nicaragua, and we made it all the way to Bogota, South America, baby. Started off as a nice, relaxing week, smaller days in little beach towns in Costa Rica and Panama, but when we got into Panama and crossed the border, we got serious into looking at shipping the bikes across to South America, and we kind of looked for a discount with the boat company going from Colón to Cartagena, but I don't know if it was the way I worded the emails or whatever. When they replied to me, they actually added a surcharge to what they were quoted online. So I don't know. Everybody just loves me. So that's that. So we were able to book an airline shipping company. Air Cargo Pack is the name of it. For this week, so we got into Panama on, I think, on the Tuesday, and they were able to sort us out and depart with the bikes on Thursday, so we didn't have to waste any time in Panama spending US dollars and paying a high price for cost of living, hostels and all that sort of stuff, and it was frankly pretty much the same price as shipping it on the boat, so that really saved us probably about 10 days. And, you know, didn't cost us any extra, so, and we killed an extra couple kilometers going, as opposed to getting dropped off in Cartagena, getting flown straight into Bogota, so, came up Millhouse on that one, that's for sure. A couple of highlights this week, as I said, made it to South America. We've been looking to this, forward to this for months, you know, on the way up to the northern, the Arctic Circle, and on the way back down through long Canada and long America and long Mexico. It's, you know, once we got here, it's, we're on the downswing. It's the, it's just the follow through now. The hard part's kind of over. So still going to keep my head on a swivel and, keep plugging away. But, yeah, the Darien Gap is behind us. So that's a big thing for us. So we're happy. Football's back. Broncos played awful this week, but still football, and still a couple of highlights during the week. You know, if we can catch a game Sunday, Monday, Thursday, then happy days. Another highlight, with the bikes needed to be clean and mostly free of dirt to get on the airplane and clear customs. So Braden and I got out probably about 8:30 at night in the pitch black with our headlamps on. A couple of, took the garbage bin out of the hostel bathroom and filled it with buckets of water, and Braden used a couple of old socks, and I used an old pair of underwear. We gave her an old grease bath, washed the bikes down, and made use of some old dirty underwear there. It was a good time, but in the morning the bikes look really good, and you know, they're holding on. They're still cleaner than they have been in a while. A couple low lights this week. The most police we've probably ever seen in our entire lives in Costa Rica and Panama especially. We did the one morning from Lajas to Panama City. It was about 300K, and we must have seen about 20 speed traps, and then just more cops driving around on motorcycles and in cars, just patrolling the highway. It was insanity. I'm honestly really surprised we didn't get pulled over for a speeding ticket, but hey, luck favors the bold sometimes. I bought this super expensive camping fuel. It was one of the small, I think 1 pound containers, the 400 grammers, and they were 16, 17 bucks a piece, when usually they're like $8 a piece, and I left them behind because we were going to get the bikes on a plane, but we didn't think about it at the time because we were putting them on a cargo plane. They don't actually pressurize the cabin, so you can travel with aerosols and liquids and all the good stuff that you can't travel with on people carrying planes, charter planes, I suppose. So left $35 worth of camping fuel down there, a bottle of WD-40, just like a bunch of random stuff that, you know, would kind of come in handy, but, you know, whatever, you live, you learn. So if you're going to be flying your stuff on a cargo, hey, send the camping fuel along. And last low light, got really sick this week, headaches, muscle pain, head cold, cold sweats, you know, all the good stuff. So finally getting over it, but for a couple of days there, thought I was really just in the dirt. So happy to be feeling better though. A couple scary moments this week. We were stopped in Costa Rica and doing a bit of bike maintenance there, and Braden was spinning his tire, greasing his chain, and noticed that there was a massive, like 2-inch nail that kind of went into like almost the middle of his tire and came out the side of it and out of the sidewall. And it didn't hit the tube, which is just, you know, count your blessings on that one. But it was, a real shocker to see something that big sticking out of the tire and not have any, you know, negative effects from it. So just patched it up with some vulcanizing rubber, yanked it out, and good to go. And the second one, I was,
hey,
how you doing? I was drinking from, my water bottle this week at the Panama border, and I noticed that there was like big green chunks of algae that was floating in the bottle. So I guess it started to grow and live inside of my water bottles, and I noticed it was in all of them. So had to clean them out, and grossed out big time for that one. Didn't see many critters this week. For going through Costa Rica, didn't see much, unfortunately. There was one huge, like, dead badger-like critter on one of the sides of the rows, and saw some interesting kind of seabirds and smaller parrots, and kind of an orangey-gray squirrel living in a palm tree, but that's about that. No fishing this week, unfortunately. Hopefully, now that we're in South America, we'll get at it into some rivers as opposed to being in the ocean, but again, nothing this week. My right turn signal started acting again, so I had to take the front off and make sure all the clips and the connections were securely fastened. Got it functioning again, no problem, but it was, one of those things again, electrical. As long as it doesn't persist like the fan, then we'll be happy. Also, I replaced a missing bolt that was holding some of the plastic on, so it's all good there. I cleaned the air filter again and gave the plastic on the bike to give it a good WD-40 bath to make it look like new, and, you know, kind of fool the customs people into making think it's cleaner than it is. Final thought this week, everything might look fancy and clean, kind of like the bike, but it's all smoke and mirrors down here. So that's the final thought, smoke and mirrors. Thanks for everybody for listening. Love you lots. Talk to you soon. All right. Bye.